Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Yeah, everybody. Boston, the band Boston, was going to be in here tonight,
huh?
Which I was looking forward to because grew up a big Boston fan.
Yeah.
But they missed their flight. And
is it a they or a he?
It's a he.
Yeah.
Well, I think when he goes out on stage, there, it becomes a they, but maybe in the recording studio, it's a he. I don't know the whole thing. I don't know the whole story, but he missed his flight, and Boston will not be in the house. So we'll have to get along without Boston. Did you watch the debates?
No.
That's good
that?
Radio.
I know. I did
fantastic.
Not watch the debates. I was reading about it online, and I could not believe I missed them.
Did you see the debates, buddy?
Some of it, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What'd you learn?
I'll tell you what he learned.
Well, I don't know.
What I read, it was the usual platitudes.
He told me what he learned. He actually, Chris just watches the commercials when he watches boring stuff.
And
he learned that Jack has brought back the 99-cent taco, too. That's what he told me. And he, by the way, said he's for it.
Oh, for the taco?
For the taco.
Nice.
He's going to get his vote.
Oh, I see.
That's what he told me. You know what I think? There's all the rules and regulations and all that crap. By the way, you know, it's crazy. If you go back, I was looking at some old footage of old debates. They're on folding chairs with a TV table in between them, you know?
Yes.
There was a time, by the way, when no one knew what to do because TV was new.
Yes.
And so it's like, we're having a debate. We're going to put it on TV. Well, hang a sheet up, put a fern there, and to get out some folding chairs.
Well, it was basically radio. It was radio with pictures.
It was radio, and we could see what the person looked like essentially doing radio.
Yeah.
There was that. I was looking at the best of stuff. There was Bernard Shaw when he was doing the commentator.
Oh, yeah.
The
moderator, yeah.
Yeah.
He was good.
Moderator, yeah. So, oh boy, was he good. He first off, he looks like one of the Black Thunderbirds. And
Captain America, what's the new movie that...
Matt and Trey's movie. Yeah, he looks like super marionation is what's powering his joints.
Yeah, big eyebrows.
Yeah, I swear to Christ, the guy looks like he's made of clay. And, black guys don't go south that way too often, but when they do, they crush. So his first question, I was watching his best, if people forgot about it, I was watching over Kimmel's. His first question to Dukakis, who's against the death penalty, right out of the gate. And I'm no hyperbole here, no exaggeration. He's like, Mr. Dukakis, if Kitty Dukakis was raped and killed, would you be for that?
Yeah.
Really? You got to work the rape in?
Yeah.
Can't you say killed, huh? Right. Talking death penalty. Well, I'm not against it. Oh, he raped her. And by the way, it doesn't always have to be raped and killed. It can be killed and raped.
Killed and raped.
That's my thing. That's my order. That's the direction I go. You know, I'm like I'm like the Hebrew. You know, I read right to left.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you must have the cold flesh.
So that was fantastic. And then of course there's all the famous stuff where Nixon and Kennedy, and Nixon didn't want to wear makeup and all this stuff. And Kennedy, one thing I learned about, it looks graceful, Drew, and you do it this way too. And I actually I made fun of you for many years because Drew crosses his legs like a chick.
Oh yeah.
Which is he places one knee directly on top of the other knee, which is, if you have genitalia, can be difficult. And for
unless you go for the fruit bowl.
Nice. But don't you have to reach down and pull the horn of plenty up?
Or it can go...
It goes in?
Yeah.
Oh, goes down?
Yeah.
It tucks?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Drew.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I find it
difficult just from I'm not that limber.
Your hips don't do that.
But I have to sort of work a little bit.
I know. My hips are crazy. Look at this.
You know what it feels like? Oh, my God.
Look at that.
What? That's, oh, my God. Drew's blowing himself. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Drew,
I didn't mean
that. I can't believe you showed me that. I got to believe you didn't want me to talk about it on the radio that
lax
way.
Hips.
Lax hips.
Lax hips.
Yeah. So, anyway, Kennedy crosses his legs like a chick, or like Drew, who crosses his legs.
Very late
like a chick. Yeah. I think, here's what I think they ought to do with these debates. So, there are all kinds of rules and regulations.
Who did the moderating tonight? Larry King, or?
No, Jim.
Lehrer.
Jim Lehrer did it. You know, all these things about temperature and lighting and podium height. And by the way, I think it's a slippery slope to let these guys start calling a bunch of shots. You know, I got to see what the questions are. I got to have my own personal temperature. I got to have my own podium height. Yeah. I got lighting I want to do. Like, no.
Yeah,
this is debate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like saying, oh, okay, we're going to have a boxing match. We're going to try to find out who the toughest guy. Oh, okay, well, no, not so fast. Yeah. Here's the size of the ring.
Unless...
Here's, I don't want him doing any, no uppercuts. I'm not good at those. You know, like, no. We're trying to figure out who's the toughest. You guys both just come in and let's get in the cage and go at it. I don't want to see who can prepare the best.
Well, that's why I read some of the stuff that went on, and I thought, oh, like, I've not heard this before. Really? Not heard any of this?
Yeah.
All before.
Yeah, a lot of canned platitudes.
Yeah, so.
Here's what I think they ought to do. Huh. I think...
Have a wrestling match?
I know,
have a
yes.
boxing match?
No. I know nothing about debate, and I never took a speech and debate class.
Shocking.
Blah, 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 blah.
At LA Unified?
I know.
No.
I know. I
the
know.
Only one. You're the only one?
Blah, 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 blah. That would have been my argument for everything. But here's the thing. I think... They should have, instead of, you know, going back and forth about foreign policy and, you know, seniors getting medication and that kind of garbage, they just pick a topic, like who's the dreamiest?
Genie or Bewitched?
Who's hotter? You know, who's hotter, Angelina Jolie or Gwyneth Paltrow? Go. I want to see a guy who can make a point.
Yeah.
And you know, not a prepared point, but a point off the cuff. And then, after you go out of row, we switch.
You have to take the other opinion.
You've made the big argument for Angelina Jolie.
Now it's basically, by the way, how they do it in debating competitions.
Isn't
that's
that?
The kind of thing, yeah.
Well, it makes sense. Like, if you're a great debater, you should be able to argue this side and that side.
But in today's world, great debaters are funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sense of humor.
So that doesn't factor into this crew very well.
No.
No.
Not a goddamn joke between the two of them.
Was there a smile?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
George W. got a couple laughs.
I've seen more animated jack-o'-lanterns. I mean, it's just not a puss, not a crack, not a raised eyebrow.
George got a couple of laughs.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he got a couple of chuckles.
So, Anderson, you have an opinion about the debate?
Yeah, I enjoyed watching it because it's really fun to watch George get stumble, and he'll just get stuck for like a good eight count, and he can't think of what to say, and it's uncomfortable, and I get nervous for the guy, but then it starts getting funny again.
Do you know that people, when they study sociologically, people, if I understand this literature right, they prefer to see somebody stumble and struggle and sort of pull for them than to have somebody who's completely polished.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But there's got to be a limit.
Neither one was polished, so they kept referring to Osama as Saddam and back and forth.
That's awesome. Yeah, that was constantly, and then Bush just goes like, I disagree with my opponent. We pulled our troops out of just big old gaps, just big old chunking gaps.
Having a seizure or something.
Yeah, like
I wonder if this job has gotten too big for one person.
Hit him with some smelling salt. Yeah, maybe everyone's brain is swelling inside their skull. Maybe it's a two man job, huh? Andrew, me and you, buddy.
Bring it on.
Yeah, me, you, and Chris. Me, you, and Engineer Chris.
Chris can be Secretary of State.
All right, give me a warm up on the show, though, buddy. All right. Come on, I nominated you just now. I can't get a little warm-up on the show? All right, let's rock and roll here. So, Anderson, who do you think won? Or is it what it always is, which is whoever's voting for Kerry is going to argue why Kerry was so much more impressive, and whoever's voting for Bush is going to say, well, okay, the guy's not doesn't have the spit and polish over here, but he's a doer.
Well, I was watching the, I think it was NBC, and they went to like six undecided people afterwards and asked them who they thought won, and they all said Kerry, all six of them.
Huh. Oh, really?
I think Kerry probably won.
Probably. Yeah, and I didn't watch the whole thing. And I think it was assumed that he would win.
By the way, how do you win these debates, by the way? Just look better? More
I think you can just lose.
Yeah, the other guy loses. The other guy stammers a little too much. The other guy looks a little too shifty. It just doesn't look as relaxed as you. You seem to be a little more in command and in control. And that's how,
I mean, in the old days, Lincoln Douglas debates, the winner made the best point. They
right.
won the argument.
Yeah. They don't no. seem, no, this doesn't seem to work that way. Well, the other thing, too, is, correct me if I'm wrong, nobody really gets to call anyone out on anything. It's like, okay, you have 30 seconds to make your point.
There's no point.
90 seconds to make your point. Nobody, you know, what really needs to happen is, you know, Bush needs to go, well, I sent troops to Iraq because I believe they're, what do you mean? You believed. You had no credible evidence that right. there was, you know, weapons of mass destruction over there.
Right, that's a debate.
That's what you need.
Yeah,
you need
a match.
You need an argument, essentially.
Right, right.
This is a tennis match where a guy gets to take his best shot, and then the other guy stops the ball and holds it for a few minutes, and then he gets to attempt his best shot. No, you got to return his volley. Yes?
Yes.
No. I mean, yes. Carrie?
Yeah?
Don't I think you won tonight.
Normal.
What?
You're 21. How'd you like the debate?
Quite a lot different than the debate that happened earlier, but.
Oh,
Carrie, you're high, baby.
Sorry.
Yeah. What do
People
you got
think
going
I'm
on?
I'm 40 over the phone. I'm just 21.
All right. Do a lot of drugs?
No, I've never smoked or anything.
Smoked?
You never smoked. You never. What about drinking?
What about what?
Alcohol.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty straight as far as
okay.
that.
All right.
What's the question?
My question is, I have bipolar, and I've had quite a bit of sex, and I'm not with a single partner, and I was wondering if I'm having sex a lot because of my bipolar, or if it's sex addiction, which I don't think it is, or other factors that I have low self-esteem, because I do kind of have low self-esteem, not completely.
All right, so are you manic when you're having all these sexual relationships?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
And because are you it's not like I go on a spree and I hunt people down. That very rarely happens, but it has happened.
Only occasionally.
Yeah.
You get a bounty.
It's Saturday.
Ball bounty.
And are you a trauma survivor?
No.
Okay, so usually sexual addiction is in the setting of trauma survivorship.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and you're probably more in the manic range with all this, right?
And that's what I'm thinking, but I'm not sure because I'm not always manic when I do it. Like, sometimes I do it with somebody, and I'm not that thrilled about it. It's really weird.
Yeah. Do you seeing a psychiatrist?
Yeah, I'm seeing a psychiatrist right now, and I asked him about it today, actually, and he just was like, well, you're trying to fulfill some empty void.
There you go.
I think psychiatrists wear those quarterback wristbands now where they look inside.
20-year-old bipolar chick acting out sexually.
You're trying to fill a void. You're blaming, stop blaming your parents.
Take care of like a robot.
Yeah, I'd like I'd like one of those quarterback cheat sheets.
For life.
Yeah, just life.
Guy a little algorithm.
Guy cuts you off, you take a look. Hey, douchebag. Look down at the thing. It's good. You know, there's male, there's female.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And then there are ones that work both ways.
Oh.
You know, a-hole might be like a unisex one. It's a little
douchebag's
more dude.
Douchebag's a guy,
ironically.
Strangely.
Yeah. Eerily. Okay. I don't know what's up with Carrie.
Carrie, there's more here than meets the eye, and maybe you have some character logic, some character problems in addition to your bipolarity. Because these post-traumatic stress disorder, borderline, bipolar do tend to kind of go together. And people with borderline disorders do act out sexually an awful lot. It's just a way of thinking about it is a means to try to regulate your feelings. As your doctor said, filling the void. Well, it's a way of sort of just trying to feel okay. And sex is something that our culture, people use that way.
Robert?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
All right.
Well,
I'm already tired of Robert. Let's talk to Emily. I'll get back with you, Robert. I just don't totally believe him. Emily?
Yep.
You're 21?
Yep.
You have regular sex with your boyfriend that can only orgasm through anal.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
All righty. And how often do you engage in the anal sex?
Not very often.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you find your orgasm.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
Well, and by myself, and when he's down there.
Orally, during oral sex.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, that
what was God's plan?
I don't know what God's plan was. Wait, for the anal?
You only have orgasm with anal sex with this young lady.
I don't think God had an anal plan.
He clearly wired her up that way.
Well, here's the thing about God. Once in a while, one gets away.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You ever see those fishing shows? Big net comes up, pulls all the tuna on board, and then one goes flopping out and sort of falls off onto the deck, and people aren't paying attention to it. That's the anal. That's the anal fish. Anal fish.
Nice.
That's a great song. All right, so
all right, Emily.
Fish have anuses, right?
Yeah. Well, not anuses. They have anuses.
I want to get to the bottom of squirrel crap.
Okay.
How come we never see squirrel crap?
Crack?
Crap.
It's pellets, right?
You know what? Nobody knows, my friend.
Well, here we have squirrels and rabbits in our backyard, and my dogs roll in it.
They dig their nose into fecal matter,
and then they roll on it.
That's got to be the rabbit crap, though.
It's clearly the rabbit crap, and the squirrel wouldn't be mixed in there.
Here's just all I'm saying. I'm just saying this about a squirrel. There are millions of squirrels. I run over five on the way to work every day. I got them all over my property.
No poo.
They're up in the tree all the time.
Bird
crap everywhere.
Yes.
Bird crap. I got sunglasses with bird crap on it. I have flatware with bird crap on it.
Nice.
Decorative knives. I opened up the case. It's velvet lined. There's a big bird turd in there. I got bird crap in a saline solution. I have it inside of childproof medication. When I pop open the foil on like a piece of Asper gum, bird crap.
Right there.
Inside.
Nice.
Bird crap everywhere. My dog actually has bird crap in it and makes bird crap.
Because the bird gets the crap. It's weird.
It craps into my dog. The point is there's bird crap spread out all over every rock, every windshield, everywhere. Well, there's squirrels everywhere. They're running around the trees all the time. They never stop running. I see them all over. First off, never see a squirrel taking a duke.
Never.
Where's the squirrel? Squirrel doesn't duke? What's the squirrel doing? Does it dig a hole in duke?
Maybe that's kind of a liquid poo.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but the bird crap is kind of a liquid poo, and you see it on your windshield.
Yeah, but that's like an Oreo.
I got an interesting thought. Maybe the squirrel poo and the bird poo
looks the same.
Is the same.
Same thing.
And what we... Aha! Ah!
What we think is bird poo.
Aha! Yes. You come down to your car, you see the... You call. Yes,
it
you
looks
call
like,
it.
Yeah.
Yes, and you curse the birds. You say, oh, there must have been a bird on a branch above my car. But
why so many squirrels?
Would it be the bird sitting there, or might it be our friendly neighborhood squirrel that's duking up your windshield? Think about it. But when do you ever see a squirrel taking a duke? You see them running all over the place.
You don't see birds taking craps either. Not really. You don't notice it because they just sort of...
I know, because they don't have to, like, pump their wing or do anything differently. They just go. They're not like people.
No weird sound.
You know, yeah. No, guy, you would know. If he flew by and took a crap in your car, you would be well. You'd see the sports page flapping in the wind, belt jingling around the ankles. I'm just saying, who has seen a squirrel take a duke?
We're looking for that caller.
I want to talk to that man or woman tonight.
Maybe a zoologist or a zookeeper or something out there.
And yes, they are, they're vermin.
Pet shop owner.
And all vermin do comes out like pellets, pretty much, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the rats and the rabbits and
mice,
stuff.
Mice, rats, yeah, rabbits, yeah. All in the vermin family, yes?
Yeah.
And it all comes out in the same little pellet.
Yeah.
Where's the squirrel crap? Maybe
the rat crap was squirrel crap. Maybe the things we think are rat crap are actually squirrel crap.
I know, but then...
Did you ever see a rat take a crap?
Rats...
You never seen them do anything, though.
No, they run and crap, and they do it under the cloak of darkness. All right, look, somebody tell us if they've seen a squirrel taking a crap and what it looks like. That's all. That's all I want to know. And then do they take a whiz? Or see a squirrel whiz?
They must.
What about all the squirrels in the road when you're driving and they get hit with the lights and they freak out and they run? No crap, no whiz. Perfect time. You're going to get run over.
Crap yourself.
Time to evacuate. No? Nope.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Nobody's seen it.
Speaking of that.
Emily?
Thank you, family, for triggering that discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually seen squirrel crap.
Oh, you have?
Uh-huh.
Where?
I was at school, and it was running up the tree, and I walked over to it because I was like, oh, it's a cute squirrel. And then just this little brown rat-looking pellet dropped out from underneath it. And
so
I assumed that was it. So
it dropped a pellet?
Yeah.
So underneath it?
So it duked out a pellet like a rabbit.
Yeah, like a rabbit.
A cat pellet? Is that what you said?
I think she's...
A rat. R-A-T.
Rat pellet. Rat pellet.
Attracted.
Okay, Emily, here's the deal. Are you multi-orgasmic?
Sometimes.
Just during the anal?
Well, when I jack off, too.
Right.
Do girls jack off?
I don't know.
It makes you very uncomfortable.
I get the heebie-jeebies whenever the girls go, like, jack off, or when they go, guy was giving me great head. So he's like, don't call it head. Come on. That's weird now.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Call it something, but I don't like that. I don't like when the chicks do the head. And
let's analyze this for a second. The jack-off thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the jacking implies a certain motion, right?
It really does. Yeah. If anyone's ever seen a bottle jack, they know there's a jack.
There's an up and down movement associated with it.
Yeah, or even a scissor jack. Or even a floor jack.
And I believe that, or a jackhammer.
No. Well, okay. All right.
I believe that's the reference. So
the jackhammer.
But no, the jacking is I'm going to look this up during the break.
Hey, as far as head goes, guys.
Yeah.
That used to really piss me off too, and I was confused. But then it occurred to me that like it's the giver's head that they're talking about, right?
I mean, not the head of the penis, but the head of the person.
Right. The head
in
the crotch. Right.
Yeah. Oh. I know.
Genius.
You know,
diabolical genius.
Listen, Anderson may be right. Even so, it gives me the willies.
It doesn't. Yeah,
I don't like to hear about chicks getting head.
No, it sounds too
weird.
Crass.
There's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So, point is,
you know what? That's an area that's sort of already kind of scary and confusing, and needs to be approached with great delicacy and caution.
Yeah.
Giving head sounds.
No, it needs something more appetizing. Like he gave me a flawning,
or
a pudding lick or something like that. You know what I mean? It's nice when you can, because the head part it's tough enough territory down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But we're not done with her, are we?
No, we're not. Emily.
Yep.
Do you have a question?
I was wondering if that's normal or like. I mean, does that happen to everybody?
No, it does not happen to everybody. A lot of people don't like it at all. I have found that women that are able to orgasm with anal sex generally are those that are already sort of multi-orgasmic.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, it sounds like you need a lot of stimulation in order to orgasm. And that leads me to believe that maybe, again, you might be sort of a trauma survivor. Somebody physically abused you or something growing up, hit you?
When I was little, like I got spanked and stuff.
Mm-hmm. A lot or just...
Not a lot.
Well, it might have something to do with that. Might not. Maybe it's just how you're wired. But that tends to be part of the picture.
All right. Well, good times, though, you know.
Okay.
It takes all kinds. It's a business. Don't kid yourself.
You're fine.
All right, you're fine. That's just you. That's how you are. Yeah. Stop questioning. Yeah. I don't know why, listen, women, and then this is those crappy magazines that Drew gets angry at you for reading, but everyone wants to question everything with regarding their sexuality. However you're wired up, that's how you're wired up. That's you.
Well, it's fine. It's like the same as your body weight and body style and all kind of stuff.
That's just you.
Yeah.
You're cool.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Eve, who's attracted to 15. She's 15. She's attracted to 30 and 40-year-old guys. But, I'm just saying, you know what? We talk to these chicks, like they're attracted to these guys, and then once we ring them out, it's like, I just talked to some guys once. You know what I mean? I want them to have, you know, stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eve?
Story.
Eve?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Have you ever had what is the oldest person you've ever had a physical encounter with?
39.
That's good.
See, Drew?
Yeah.
Good radio
good,
there.
Good, yeah.
She's about to say no to you asking if you had sex. You're going to ruin the break. We'll take although I may have just done it. We'll talk to Eve. 15. Had a physical encounter, and it's all creepy because the guy's 39. I don't care what base they got.
More than 2.5 times her age.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. Wait a minute. Yeah, more than 2.5 times.
Crazy.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Our good friend's cake. Back. On Sunday. Not seen the Cakesters for, well,
Year?
They were in here about a year ago.
Year.
But then it was a long time before they were in before that.
Yeah.
And that leaves the impression they haven't seen them in a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was the old studio, too.
Talking to, I think the cake, Chris, was cake in here?
Not in the past year.
No.
Okay. I was talking to junior producer Lauren during the break about winning the football pool out here at the mother station K-Rock.
Took some skill.
Yeah, 15 people entered, and or was it 30 people that entered? $5 a piece. She won $150. She told me her strategy, which is going online and figuring out which uniforms were the prettiest. And this is why you cannot gamble. You understand, everybody? Yes. Do you understand that we're mocked this way? Actually going online to see who have the prettiest uniforms.
And one.
And then using strategy like, well, a raven would be darker than a dolphin, so I like the darker team, so I'm taking the raven.
She likes the cuter teams. She likes
and
the
cuter teams. No. She the took
dolphins.
The Ravens.
Took the Ravens over the Dolphins? Why?
I don't even
Pittsburgh
know. They're playing,
Pittsburgh over Miami.
She liked the uniforms better, though, prettier.
She picked Pittsburgh because I was just there, she said.
I think what we're saying here is basically you ought to, when you gamble, use that strategy.
Or no strategy.
Yeah.
Or her strategy, which is no strategy. It's all a coin toss. That's the thing. Now, the thing that's attractive about gambling is you thinking you know what you're doing and you have some control over it. I mean, that's my favorite part is the whole part where it's like, well, McNabb doesn't play well on turf, okay? And if you take a look back and you get 20-minute explanations about why so-and-so is going to win the game, and flip a coin.
Yeah.
Just flip a coin and leave your money. That's all. Because Lauren's going to win.
Well, and she knows how to pick the cute uniform.
There's some sort of law that says the ditziest chick in the office has to walk with the money. The more you know about ball, the less you. If old Coach Pop Warner was here, it would come in last every single time.
Yeah.
It never works. It's the same with the stock market, by the way. Once in a while, they get an order to pick against some guy who's down on Wall Street, and the order wins.
Yeah.
And let's just face it, everybody. I don't know what I'm saying. Maybe kill yourself.
Can't control your environment.
That's right. Eve?
Hey, how are you?
15.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're attracted to older guys.
Yeah, much older. They'll be like around 40.
And you had a physical encounter with a guy who was 39.
I did with one of them. Yeah, it got to that.
What does that mean? Physical encounter?
Oral sex. And
ew.
Oral on each other.
Yeah.
Report that guy to the police. She's in Culver City.
Okay.
Yeah. And by this, she's not going to do it. But let me say this. I don't know why there's something even creepier and more diabolical about a 39-year-old that performs the oral on the 15-year-old.
Oh, well, okay. I actually didn't mean to say that. I did oral on him, and he didn't do oral on me, but he, fingered me and stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, I feel much better about it now. Much better.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic. Him over this weekend. All right. So, and then who was this guy? Where'd you meet him?
Well, he was a friend of, my stepdad, and they kind of met somewhere. And then he started hanging out with me, kind of just as, an older brother. And my parents knew, and it was just he'd take me to, at the concert or something. Just,
oh, my gosh.
And then we kind of flirted a lot, and then one day we were at his house, and we were flirting all the time, but it was always oh, God, this is forbidden. Are you joking? And then one day he just kind of kissed me, and it kind of went from there.
Mm-hmm. Is he, were you doing drugs with him or something?
No, not at all. It was always I knew that he felt that way, but I never thought he would actually act on it. And then one day he did, I was like, oh my God. And at first I was like, no, we can't. We really can't. And he was like, oh, it's fine.
First of all, it's sort of the beauty of guys. It's oh.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, listen, parents, you can't let your hot 15-year-olds hang out with your 30-something.
But it just proves to me that guys are capable of it. Women should not be surprised by anything men do. Why are you surprised? Yeah. They're capable of anything.
No.
All right,
and how come you didn't have sex with him?
Well, I don't know. We just didn't go there, and I
did you stop him from doing that?
No, he didn't push that at all.
He just didn't go that way.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, well, hold on. Let me explain something. The BJ is the great diverter of sexual momentum.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, not for you, Drew, because you're a man of exquisite passion, that the BJ, which is normally like a tank obstacle, like what was on the beaches of Normandy for me. Like, as I'm going to give it to you. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, let's get you back in those jeans. Drop you off. Get you back home.
What do they call those turrets in the beach in Normandy?
Pillbox.
Pillbox.
Okay. Yeah, not Drew. Drew plow right through a BJ. Plow right through that BJ and get to the good stuff. A guy, this is what happened, though. The guy was diverted by the BJ.
Yeah. That may have been the best.
That may have been
what he wants, though, too. I mean, some guys just want that.
Yeah.
And that's where it stops. And this guy, who knows what this guy's into, you know what I mean?
Right. All right.
15-year-old blowjob.
All right.
Oh, God.
Eve.
Yeah.
All right. We don't like this guy. He's a criminal.
Okay.
Okay? Do you see him anymore?
Yeah, I do. And I don't really know what to do. I just...
Here, I got an idea. Tell your stepdad.
Oh, he's out of the picture now.
Tell your mom.
Okay. Well,
yeah, she's not going to. How often do you see this guy? How often do you see him?
Maybe once every 2 weeks.
Why? He comes over to visit?
Yeah, he comes over, and we just... I mean, nobody thinks that there's anything going on.
I know. Does he want more physical contact when he comes over?
Sometimes when we go back... yeah, like, he doesn't always push it, but... sometimes it doesn't go there at all, and then sometimes it does. Like, it's always different, and I'm kind of scared to tell somebody because I think, you know, I don't know.
Well,
I know
he belongs in jail.
Here's the thing. He's a criminal, and you're a victim.
Yeah.
And you've done nothing wrong, even though I know you feel like you're 15 going on 50. And
right. You feel like you caused this thing to happen.
Forced into anything.
Yeah.
But you're still, in the eyes of the law, you're a child. And minor, and you're not culpable for this. Okay? All right.
Okay.
And then secondly, what's the big rush? I mean, is there something?
I don't know. Like, people say, why don't you just go for guys like your own age? But I'm never attracted. I'm always the guys I've been.
Well, but we're asking,
like,
what set this up?
That too. But just forget about guys for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Why do you have to prove your worth with how men view you? Why not just do something at school and, you know, make some friends?
Well, I totally agree with that advice. I want to stand back from it and play devil's advocate for a second.
Okay.
No, it's just for Adam, Eve, just a second. But you know how women and men at that age are motivated differently?
Yes.
And women seem to need to get from men some sort of reinforcement and some sort of attention and, you know, sense of themselves in the eyes of the guy.
Yes.
A guy is equally as driven, maybe differently driven, but powerfully driven, just to have sex with these girls.
Right.
To tell the girl to just, okay, don't be, you know, stay away from guys, the same thing as saying that to a guy at that age, which was like telling them to, roping them up.
I know it's a powerful impulse, but, I mean, there are women, and plenty of them, who are able to compartmentalize their lives. Like, well, they got their studies, and they got their family,
you make a good point, which is women are better able to do healthy things than men. Just generally.
They do.
Once they make an effort at it.
It's like they're more limber, and their mind's a little more limber, and they're able... You know, women are the ones who say, by the way, when you're both 16 and you're trying to get it on a Sunday night, they're the one who goes, no, I have to study. No, you can't come over. You know, we...
But that's the sex part, once they already get the attention. They're not so interested in that.
Right.
To cut them off from the attention from the male.
I'm just saying that many women who did not get attention from their daddies, who have absentee fathers, look at all men as their father, society as their father, and their hobby, their vocation, their avocation, their muse, everything is about who's attracted to them.
Yeah.
And here's what they do. Their life becomes about going to school and shaking their ass, not shaking a book. Then they go home and they go shopping. Then they sit around with their friends and they push their cuticles around and they try on more clothes and they try on more makeup and and then they read some magazines to get some tips on sex and how to please your man and how to you know, flatten your abs, and then they go back out and attract more men, and it becomes an entire lifestyle.
Yes.
You have essentially a 15-year-old prostitute living under your roof, which is her entire life revolves around seduction and being attractive to men.
Yeah, you're right.
Guys don't do that. Guys go play football, then they go get laid, then they go home and work on their model airplane, and then they do it all over again. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I mean, I was thinking about the male chimpanzees who engage in very aggressive physical expressions in front of females.
Right.
That's what the guys are doing.
Yeah. All right. So Eve has to, Eve, no more with this guy.
Okay.
That's it with him.
Okay.
And you really should turn the guy in, but I'll leave that up to you because I know it's a tougher decision than I can make for you on the radio.
And take some time, like Adam's saying, just no guys.
You're smart, Eve. I can hear that you're mature, and you're smart. You're not a dummy. Why don't you focus on school a little bit? Focus on your friends a little bit.
Get to college. Lots of older guys at college.
Oh, professors galore. And then
Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to let you know what you were saying about the dad thing. I can totally relate to that. It's like everyone's dad kind of thing, but some of them are more sexual. It's kind of weird. But
you know what's interesting is the one that would be most abandoning would be the most sexual to you, because those things that are highly traumatic in childhood or terrorizing become the sources of attraction in adulthood.
All right.
Or adolescence.
Let's talk to Melissa, who's 23. Melissa?
Hi.
What's up, baby doll?
I had a question about somas.
Soma?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We talked about this last night.
Is that the muscle relaxer?
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, the muscle relaxer.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if there were any serious long-term effects if I use them recreationally.
It causes pretty bad addiction. We've been seeing a lot more of that lately, and the withdrawal from Soma is horrendous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's converted to medication that used to be called Miltown or Meprobamate. Mm-hmm. And that's done, converted by your liver into that. So basically you're taking the Miltown. And the withdrawal causes intense agitation, sleeplessness, and a disorder in your limbs where you want to like punch and move all the time. It's extremely uncomfortable. It lasts about 2 weeks. I've had very few people actually make it completely through that withdrawal.
All right. So don't take the Soma unless you need it. But Drew, please, you chime in and tell me your story. I'll tell you mine. Yeah. I don't think I took a prescription drug before the age of 33.
Maybe an antibiotic.
Maybe you. That ain't me.
Yeah.
I probably should have several times. I just had no health insurance and whatever. You just rode out the storm. You get, you know, horse kicks you in the forehead. You have a festering lesion and you just sort of dump baking soda on it and ride it out. And you'd be amazed, by the way, what you can ride out.
Oh, yeah.
You think to yourself, oh, how did people survive in the past? Oh, they just rode stuff out, and eventually the body sort of took over and
shut it down.
Or they didn't survive. But I managed to make it through, 30 years of life without taking so much as an aspirin.
But you're a heavyweight, though.
I am a heavyweight. Yeah. But all I'm saying is I'm just wondering if it's become okay here's the thing. In my day, 19-year-olds didn't take anything unless they had some serious problem. There wasn't just a
I still have that orientation, which is you don't take a developing person and expose them to chemicals. I'm not talking about drugs. I'm talking about pharmaceutical, anything. You do anything you can not to,
Because they're developing.
Because they're developing and there's all kinds of things that can go wrong. I mean, the consequences of a mistake are huge.
Right.
Just, no. Just,
all right. Slow down, everybody. You get yourself a six-pack of Mickey's and go to the park, huh?
I don't know about the Mickey's, but go to the park. Yeah, not even that.
Go to the park.
Just
yeah,
sit
Mickey's,
at home.
Mickey's is stuff. All right, everyone sit home in a dark room and read by candlelight.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, we'll take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, folks don't approve her six-year-old boyfriend. Yeah.
Get back to Robert.
Oh, Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the congenial Robert, who's line two. I'll just check in with him. Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Mr. Personality, when we come back. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191. Let me tell you, you want to know it's a nice feeling, Drew?
Hmm.
That was a great feeling. my oven doesn't work.
That's a great feeling.
No, I'll tell you the great feeling is. The great feeling is it's an oven that's it's a Viking oven. It's expensive. It's way more than everything combined that my family's ever bought is less than this oven.
Way more than their cars.
Everything.
Oh, combined.
Anything
combined.
Combined for life. Food, everything. Okay, here's my point. Bought the thing a year ago. Make it 13 months ago. Had it sit around in the box in my house while I was building it for a year. Then install the thing. Work once. Now it doesn't work. Call the company. Guess what? Guess how long the warranty was?
12 months.
That's a year. Oh. Yeah. Oh, you bought it in 2003 in August. Yeah, it sat in the box unopened for that time, and then we put it in, and it didn't work. Well, warranty's expired.
Oh.
That's a nice feeling, isn't it?
Oh.
That's great, huh? Oh, yeah. I didn't pay a guy to come out and fix it. Yeah, so it's only a year-long warranty. Oh, fantastic. Robert?
Yeah, I'm here.
Takes all kinds. All right, buddy, so you want to know, is it okay to watch porn with your girlfriend?
Well, no, the thing is that, like, I watch it, but she don't like me watching it. It's kind of bothers her. I don't know why this does. Like, what the hell, you know? She said she likes it, too, but, like, I can't watch it because I watch other girls and they turn me on, you know? And she don't like the thought of other girls turning me on. It's funny.
Right.
Turn me on, you know?
That bothers her.
Yeah.
Do you mind her being turned on by the guys in the porn?
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, she says she likes it, but she doesn't watch it that much, you know?
No, so I think women like watching other women enjoying themselves in the porn any other aspect of the porn. You know what I mean? It's like the way they'll read the magazines and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like seeing them in the spas enjoying themselves.
Because I don't think anyone can sit down and watch gay porn, and anyone can watch lesbian porn, but not gay porn. You know what I mean? Because hardly anyone can watch.
Speaking of Sir Walter Raleigh.
Yeah. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a... you work in some sort of warehouse in some proximity of a forklift?
No.
What do you do? Junior college?
Well, right now, yeah, I'm going
right
to
now.
Some Cerritos.
Junior college?
Yeah. Junior. Okay. I'm a freshman right now.
Okay. Right now.
Right now.
And then next year, when you say right now, you'll be a sophomore.
No, yeah. He'll be a freshman next year. And then you can blow the calendar pages ahead to 2035. Freshman.
Yeah, we'll see what happens then.
All right there, buddy. How many classes you taking?
We're now taking like two.
Two?
Yeah.
You've doubled Engineer Chris's workload. Right. Okay. Listen, Robert.
Yeah.
Don't get her pregnant.
Please.
No. Not right now.
What are you doing to prevent that?
Well, you see, she wants to wait till marriage. I'm like, all right, we'll wait till marriage. You know, I don't mind.
No sex. Good.
Oh, no sex. Yeah.
Just porn.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Seriously, terrible.
Wow.
He's going to go kill somebody.
Animated. He's pent up.
I have to go on a seriously.
This is how men get the motivation to go build a bridge or something.
Yeah.
This is it. So we've lost the edge because of this.
Yeah.
Because sex has become too easy for us.
Yeah, we used to have pyramids and hanging gardens and Machu Picchu and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's all pent up sexual energy. Now that you can just go rent the DVD porn or buy a little Spectravision, no more building. That's it. Here's how it works with guys. Guys are like, you know what? We can tunnel through the bed of the river and come up. All right. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to relax. I'll think about tunneling tomorrow.
Hoover Dam, what? Concrete?
No. Okay, yeah, those were guys who weren't getting laid. Guys who get laid don't build them. They don't build
That's
stuff.
That's our point.
They do other stuff. It's just stuff that helps get them laid more, but they don't build. All right, so Robert, junior college, shocking.
No.
Okay, I'm glad she's not letting you have sex with her, but she's going to start, and then you can't get her pregnant. As far as the porno goes, she doesn't need to know everything.
Right. I wouldn't get into watching it with her if it bothers her that you get aroused by this. It's normal that you masturbate and get aroused. Women often don't understand that that's a different experience for you than your sexuality with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's very kind of... women's brains don't work like that, so it's hard for her to relate and understand.
Shauna?
Yes.
19.
I'm so happy to be talking to you.
We're delighted to have you on the show this evening, Shauna. What's your question?
I have hundreds, but you were just talking about a few minutes ago, what is the deal with young girls and older women, and is it really going on? And here
young
I am,
girls,
I was married.
Young girls with older women?
Older men.
I mean, older men, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm something else on my mind, obviously.
No. All right.
But I'm 19, and my husband will be 35 in November.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married in February.
Mm-hmm. Oh, February.
Yeah. Okay.
Glad to know that. That's Pisces.
I'll send you out something. Send you one of them big wooden salad bowls.
Big tongs, big wooden
big
tongs.
Big, huge novelty wooden tongs. What the hell you done? I would beat the person that gave me that with the tongs and then put the bowl on their head and whack it with a hammer.
Nobody right, so, gave me one of those.
Okay, good. So, yes, you married an older man, and what about it?
Well, I thought it would be great, you know, the love of my life, my best friend, buy me everything, give me everything.
All right, hold on.
Buy me everything, give me everything. Well, how does she translate from my best friend to buy me everything?
Yeah, well, my best friend, all I do is buy and give. That's why he's my best friend. You're not going anywhere. Buy and give, so give and buy. All right, let's take a Shauna's like a throwback wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Buy me this and get me that. Or maybe she's just from another part of the world where that stuff still flies.
Oh, interesting, interesting.
Take a quick break. We'll get back with Shauna and her 35-year-old husband after this. Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Cake coming in here Sunday. Nice belch. All right. Had some serious asparagus whiz tonight.
Oh, I did too.
Awesome.
I thought that was me.
Oh, really? Because it's funny because it's the first time you haven't complained about my asparagus whiz, and I was like, what's up with Dr. Drew?
I definitely smelled it. I thought I was responsible for it, though, so what am I going to complain about?
I had that little internal monologue with myself when it's like, Drew always complains about my asparagus whiz. I wonder if he's looking at other guys' asparagus whiz. And, Drew, you stood right behind me at the urinal. He said nothing.
Didn't I talk to you for a while?
And talked, and I was like, what? Drew's not said anything about the asparagus. You ate asparagus and canceled out. And so you don't, it's like farting at the same time. You don't know whose fart you're
it's
smelling.
It's even worse because it smells exactly the same in all cases. Asparagus is asparagus pee.
Yeah. You know what I did tonight, too, which, again, I don't believe it helps the smell, but visually, from a presentational standpoint, it's strong. I took a multivitamin and ate the asparagus.
Ooh.
You really want to...
Chartreuse.
Yes, you want to give yourself a treat for the senses. Have yourself a nice bushel of asparagus, then go ahead and eat a multivitamin and let it brew about an hour or so later. Just sit back and drink it in.
Well, yeah.
It's crazy. It's really... whizzing lemonade mixed with orange juice and it hit with a black light and it smells effervescent. All right, you ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah.
Samantha.
I'd rather talk about Old Strong Ammonia Pee for a while. So.
We lost our last caller who was having sex with, I don't know what the hell was. They're all one big call to me, Drew. I got to be honest.
He was the 35-year-old husband, 19-year-old.
Oh, yeah, she was buying.
We didn't really get
the question. Her things.
Yeah, yeah.
But now she's getting bored. He's not buying her stuff.
We didn't get the question, though, so whatever.
All right. Samantha, sticking with our theme tonight. Samantha's 17, having sex with her 56-year-old boss.
Hello. Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing good. 56-year-old boss.
Yes.
How could that be? How does that work?
Well, he's a man. He buys me whatever I want.
He's a man that buys you whatever you want.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
That's good. Okay.
And that becomes a reason to have sex with an old guy?
He's only 56.
Oh, well then, why didn't you say so?
Yeah, he looks 61.
No, he's a drinker. Handsome. He works out. He takes care of himself.
All right. No, I mean, look, you can do that. They're handsome men that are 56. Look at Drew. But having sex with him, are you attracted to him or are you attracted to him buying you stuff or both?
Both. But, he has a girlfriend. They've been together for 5 years, and they haven't had sex for a while.
Yeah, so he tells you.
Right.
Yeah. It's true. I believe him.
How do you, of course, why wouldn't you believe a guy that's a criminal?
Are you in love with him?
I was.
Oh, my God, this guy's four times
her age. I don't know now. You know, I love him as a person, but I don't know if I'm in love with him. Like, I want to get married to him because I'm going to live comfortably.
Yeah, that will never happen.
Yeah.
That will not happen, Samantha.
Does he have gray pubes?
No, they're nice.
Grecian.
He's
Grecian for downstairs. I use beard coloring on mine.
Merck and Grecian?
Merck and Grecian formula. I use just for men, just for men's sack. The new. If you look at the first, you think you're looking at a beard.
Be fair,
but look closely.
Just for the man's sack.
Just for the man's sack. Yeah. Just for men. That's right. You know, you can always tell those beard coloring commercials because there's like a hot chick at a bar,
yeah,
and a guy who comes up is prematurely gray because the guy's like 38, but has a full white beard, looks like the album
Santa
cover
Claus
from Kansas, you know? And it's like, huh? Why is that guy's beard so white and chalky looking? It's like, I use beard color. Oh. It's one of those commercials. Whenever you can guess what the commercial's for before,
right,
it's bad production, by the way.
Right.
By the way, then he puts a little dye in his beard, same hot chick into him now. That's chicks. Chicks, you change your beard color, chicks all over you, yeah?
Once again, if you sort of put it in a man's perspective, what would make a man switch from off to on?
Yep.
Yeah, something like that.
Samantha.
Yes.
What, so do you work for him?
Yeah, I'm his I'm his personal assistant.
Ooh.
What
kind of...
Is he on the radio?
Is who?
No, you didn't get a new personal assistant.
Not me,
assistant.
Is it? No. How many, how often do you have sex?
Once a week, because his girlfriend's on the weekends.
What kind of business is this guy in?
It's a limousine company.
Oh, that's great.
Oh.
It's a class move. The guy who has the limousine company that parks the six limousines at his house.
Yeah,
they're all littered all over the street and up the driveway.
He's the owner of the company.
Yeah, I know. They still sometimes, the guys who own the companies, have the limos parked there. I don't know what it is about the transportation business, Drew. I don't know what it's about the guys who drive the pickup trucks, the town cars, the limo guys. What is it about guys who have limo companies that just makes them the scum of the earth? What is that?
I know there's scum of the earth.
There's something about transportation. And let me just say this for a second. When was it decided that all things transportation had to just be the lowest common denominator human beings involved with this? The guys who work at the parking garage, the guys who do the valet parking, the guys at the car wash, the guys at the limo drivers, the dispatchers, the tow truck guys, everyone in the tow truck.
Taxi cab drivers.
Taxi cab guys. Everyone in the tow truck industry is a criminal who's on the take. Forget about the impound lot. That's essential.
Junkyards,
the pick apart places, the pick your part places. What the guys just sell the alarms and the stereos for the car, the body places. Who decided that all things automobile had to just be run by sort of corrupt foreigners, angry, vengeful, spiteful foreigners, and then the white guys are angry too. Who decided this? Every guy used car lots, everything.
Except 1% of the guys are like ultra
1%.
Respectable professionals.
1%.
With a British accent.
1%.
Right? 1% is crazy professional.
You don't see them out here.
Wearing white jumpsuits with a tie, the guys you see in Britain.
Everything, but everything that has to do with an automobile Southern California, every gas station is...
What is that?
Owned by some horrible human being who's angry at the world.
What is that?
And by the way, it's all a different kind of thing. The guys who own the gas stations are just angry. Just give everyone the stink eye through the 4 inches of Lexan. The limo guys, that's a dicey guy.
He's
fast talking.
Yes. Salesman.
Reeks of
smells.
Reeks of aqua velva. Wears a little too much. A little too much jewelry.
Yeah.
Ugh. What is it? What is it with that guy? Used car guys are bad. Car salesmen are horrible.
I think all men are bad. That's what it boils down to.
No, all men who are attracted to automobiles are. I include myself.
But we're attracted to automobiles.
I know, but we want nothing to do with selling them, fixing them, parking them, or towing them. And the towing guys.
The parking guys aren't so bad.
The parking guys are bad because they slide the goddamn seat up into the dashboard. I got to get a running start to get into my car. I had to grease myself with lard, strip down to my underpants, and dive into my car because the seat is actually pressed against the steering wheel. I have to wedge myself in with a shoehorn to slide the seat back. And don't get me going on those valet guys and the guys at the car wash.
But do they
make a valet guy over 5'5"? Does one exist? I would love to see, like, Vlade Divac just pull up one day, just 7-footer, hand him the keys. Take the seat, slide all the way back through the back of the, past the differential, right out past the back bumper. I got no problem getting to a car when the seat's all the way back like that.
Yeah.
They slide the seat all the way up.
You can't get in.
You can't get in. And listen, all you valet retards out there, if you get my car and you slide the effing seat all the way in the front, slide it back.
But it's so difficult now. You have to push that number one button that resets the whole thing for you.
I know. But believe me, this is my this is the Crimea River Corolla stuff. First class. You got complaints about the value. Yeah, because I pay for it. Oh, you got complaints about the value. No, I can't I drive a small sports car. I can't physically get into the car with the seat all the way up.
If people were disabusing you for talking about this valet thing, it's got to be your friends who don't like cars, all your questionably sexually oriented guys that don't like cars, because anybody else can relate strongly to what you're talking about.
Let me explain the first rule of doing FM talk radio or any kind of radio.
Don't let anyone
think you ever have a penny.
Right.
Constantly cry poor. That's all you do, or any kind of talk show.
Because they can relate.
Yeah, if you're Letterman, say this thing's too expensive, even though you make $30 million a year. That's all you got to do. And don't tell anyone you fly first class. Don't tell anyone you drive a nice car, because the audience will hate you if they realize you're being compensated for what you do. Kiss my ass. Samantha?
Yes.
Sorry, baby doll.
So, this 56-year-old guy... What?
It's okay. You got to vent sometime.
Yeah. He owns a limo company.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think your dad would feel about this?
You know, that's really weird, because I was having this conversation with one of my guy friends, and he was telling me, like, oh, think about how that would feel. But I don't think, I don't care.
You don't think he would care?
No, I don't think he would care.
So your dad's an idiot, right?
Well, no, my dad's a smart man, but, you know, I'm a woman. He can't really tell me what to do. I'm about to be 18, so he can't really tell me, like, he doesn't have a say in it.
Yeah, but whether or not he comes down on you about it is different than him not caring.
Yeah,
he could
course.
Be devastated by this. Yeah, like, where did I go wrong?
Said, how would your dad feel about this? And her answer is, I'm going to be 18
soon.
Yeah,
he can't tell me.
Well, I'm a woman.
Right, which, by the way, tells me a lot about her relationship with her dad.
Yeah.
He can't tell me what to do, because he used to try to smack the crap out of me to get me to do what I want.
What's your nationality?
I'm Hispanic.
All right. And is your dad around?
Yeah, he's pretty much around.
Pretty much. And it doesn't sound like you're a huge fan of your father.
No, nothing. I go to school, I work. So.
All right. And does this guy
whatever, by the way, you just had asked, you, the answer would have been no.
I know. Is this guy run his limo company out of his house?
No, the office is in Beverly Hills.
Ooh, nice.
Hey, engineer Chris was impressed. Look at that.
Yeah.
Got a rise out of him.
Yeah. All right, so...
So does he have one of those big Hummer limousines?
Yeah, we have everything.
You're not prepared, obviously, to stop having sex with this criminal. So I don't know what we're going to tell you.
Yeah.
I can tell you this.
Why would you say he's a criminal?
Because he's more than 3 years your senior, and he's having sex with
you. You're a minor, and he's 56.
It's against the law.
Well, I'm going to be... February.
Yeah, well, 16-year-olds are going to be 18 in 2 years. It doesn't matter.
Newborns will be 18 in 18 years.
The fact is, you are not in a condition. The law is there to protect you, because people your age become exploited by guys like this. This guy, you're in your fantasy, you're going to marry this guy. Never going to happen.
No.
And God forbid, if you ever were to marry a criminal like this, it would be a very bad experience.
You women don't realize how emotionally flawed a 56-year-old guy has sex with a 17-year-old is. And not to mention he's cheating on his girlfriend. And then worst of all, he is owns a limo company. And again, I find me a guy who is involved with limousines. It's not just a scumbag.
Mm.
Find me the guy. All right.
Yeah.
I hope, you know what? I hope I take one of these guys' limos and I barf in it.
Ooh, and you do that all the time.
Yeah. Let me say this about you. Anyone listening who's got a limo company, when did it become a law that the stereo that is up above your head in the console could only be the push-button variety?
Right.
So you get in, and it's always like, turn the stereo on. All right. First off, you hit 35 buttons. Nothing happens. Eventually, you hit the one that pops the face off, and the thing lands in your margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need the one that the face comes off on?
So I might rip it off.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
I swear to Christ, every single limo ride works out like this. Turn some music on. All right. I put my finger up and punch around aimlessly at the 157 buttons that are all exactly the same size. None of them are lit, and none of them are marked or would denote the power in any way. Then I start turning things and grabbing things. Nothing. Then you turn it on, and it's always some horrible music that's way too loud. Now, you can't turn it down because there's no knob.
Right, no
volume.
There's
more buttons.
Right. With arrows, directionals.
I would like to find the guy who decided to replace the volume knob on a car stereo with a volume button and put my fist up his anus. I really would. And then carry him around like he's on a stick for the world to see.
Yable on a stick?
Yes. And then I would go down the Okefenokee Swamp in Florida, and I would throw him to the gators.
Okefenokee.
That's where I would go.
Oh, my God.
That's how committed I am to taking this man off the earth. So you're sitting there, and you're pushing all the buttons, and again, the faceplate pops off and lands on your lap. I'd like to make some rules. When I'm in charge, stereo, first off, stereos and limos will be where you can actually operate them.
Yes.
Not 6 feet above your head. You won't have to get on a guy's shoulders to try to find it. And it's always dark, by the way. And even if you turn all the lights on in the stereo, it's in the limo, it's that weird cove up there that's perpetually black.
Yeah.
It's a black hole.
Yeah.
Time, space, everything disappears. And you put your hand in there, your hand is gone. It
turns into a skeleton.
It's a wormhole. It's in a Jurassic period. It's just your disembodied hand just floating around in a Jurassic period. And you pull it back, makes a sound as you pull it back. So the point is you just turn. There's nothing to turn. It's just push, push, push. People yelling. Turn it down. I can't find. Pops off again.
It's a horrible feeling just even to think about.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Exactly.
Has it ever had one with a knob?
Never.
What is that?
Never. Never one with a face that you can read, the light, or with lettering that you can read, or an on button that says on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, or a radio button that says radio.
How about just a lit button that's round? And how about we start putting them in the same place everywhere? Stereos, remotes, everything. Just let's come up with a place to put it and make it that way.
But wasn't there a universal Geneva convention that tuning knob on the left, volume thing on the left, right,
yeah,
or vice versa, and you know,
here's what it is. I need a knob.
Yeah,
I need a knob.
Well, yes, then here's the good news: you get a knob, it'll have a minus sign in front of the volume control that lets you know how loud the thing is.
Well, here's the other. Okay, all right, now we're on stereos. But let me just say this. Let me just explain something, kiddies. If you ever get a nice stereo, it doesn't go 0 to 10 on the volume. It goes minus 37 decibels. It's like comfortable listening. And then for me to really crank it up and break some windows in the house, minus 2. It's a Brody knob that just keeps turning and turning and turning, and you never know where you are. Right. And by the way, if you get into the plus on my stereo, if you get in like plus 5,
ceiling collapses.
Cops are showing up. They're rappelling down on helicopters and night vision stuff. I mean, the chandelier falls from the ceiling at plus 5. So somehow, minus 64, oh yeah, makes sense. Sure, you would listen. You would watch a football game at, say, minus 64. And then if you're throwing a party, well, you're up at minus 28 to minus 21 range. Oh, sure. That makes perfect sense. No, you just don't want to go 0 to 10. Yeah, I can't figure out that 9 is blaring and 3 is sort of easy listening. And let me say this, too, as long as I'm on stereos and no one else can figure this out, and I swear somebody back me up on this. How come the more expensive the stereo, the receiver unit, you could have a $4,000 unit that had, you know, 7 million watts and surround sound and powered all the different speakers and stuff, the worse the reception. Zero reception on it. Can't think about it. Cannot get, only listen to K-Rock, but once in a while I like to check out Stern in the morning. Cannot get KLSX out here. AM's effed up. No, here's the thing. You get an $8 radio with paint spattered on it.
You get everything.
From the gay thrift store. And everything comes in perfectly. You get a $4,000 unit. Nothing will come in. Nothing but static.
It's true.
And go out and buy an antenna. Good luck. Have fun. I'm on my third antenna. Nothing. Doesn't work.
You got to hook up a cable.
Every goddamn stereo guy I talk to, I go, what's the deal? This costs $4,000. The other one costs $8. How come the $8 one works fine? How come the clock radio one up there? Never have an answer. Somebody give me an answer. And then here's the only answer. They can never come with an answer. But you, I swear to you, if you get a digital clock radio for $6 at the thrift store and put it right next door, right next to the $4,000 Marantz super unit, the night and day. The $6 one kicks its ass AM, FM, all the way up and down the dial. Every time. And you can hook up antennas. You can put antennas on the roof. You get nothing. And then here's what. You want to know the only answer I've ever heard? The only answer is, there's all the other electrical equipment in there.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
Well, there's a VCR that's not on. There's a DVD player. Well,
by the way, you put your little $6 radio right by all the electrical equipment, don't you? Yes.
What about the stereo in your car? You got a goddamn internal combustion engine burning 18 inches in front of it with defrosters going and windshield wipers going and dome lights on. How come that stereo works? That stereo's not even plugged in anything. It's attached to a huge hunk of tin with a thing that's burning diesel fuel in front of
it. That's
no
the trick.
Problem.
Get yourself a car stereo and run it through your big system.
Can't get stereo reception going on year 9. Year 9 of a guy who loves listening to talk radio cannot come in, does not work, no antennas work, $4,000 worth stereo. Oh, but don't worry, the volume goes down to minus 96 decibels and up to plus 31 decibels. Minus. Do we need minus? Am I listening to minus sound? Do I owe sound? Is that what's going on? I owe audible sound? That's what's going on. Yes. Oh, yes, sure. Anyone would know. Easy, comfortable living at minus 13.
Oh. I hate that.
Yes, it's made to annoy, and I think it's I think it's one of those things that's done that they do because like it's $4,000. It can't be the
to
same
make it
as
cool.
The one that's $200.
Well, you've got to be an audiophile. You must be a connoisseur of the sound.
You never know where you are. You turn the thing on, just says plus two. You have no idea where you are. All right, let's go. Let's simplify. Let's right, break it down, everybody. Let's go. I'm going nuts with the stereo thing. Okay, I like to listen to myself when I get home. I can't do it. Perception's too bad. I have to just talk to myself. I put a 5-gallon bucket on my head and I just keep talking.
Oh, that must be it.
I just put a bucket on my head and I just talk. Sometimes I use a trash can. There's a metal trash can on my head and I'll just go, just so I can hear me, because I can't hear me on the radio.
Your wife must be such a happy woman. Yeah, yeah.
I buy her stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, it's Love Line, Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's get back to the phones. Kimberly.
Hey, guys.
17.
Actually, I'll be up front with you. I fibbed to your condescending prick of a call screener.
Unacceptable.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Part of me...
I'm intrigued
in a bored way.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued in a I'm going to get the F out of here in 34 minutes kind of way. We should set a precedent about not letting people on who do this. And she's so angry.
But I mean, isn't that interesting? What does she expect our response to be when she comes on attacking?
All right. Where's your dad? What'd he do to you?
Nothing. He's a good guy. I'm not angry, and I'm not really angry at him. I guess he. You know, doesn't want any mundane phone calls, so I just have a
bitch.
No, come on.
All right, well, ask your stupid
radio.
Question.
Come on. Okay,
here we go.
Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Are you nearsighted or farsighted?
Nearsighted.
Okay. I've been to 2 eye doctor specialists, and one told me I had a herpes deal in my eye causing me these horrible infections in just one eye. And the other one told me it was ulcers. Is it related? Is the ulcer caused
by herpes? Those are the same thing. Herpes causes ulcers.
Okay.
And recurrent ulcers in one eye is often herpes.
Okay. And why in just one eye? I don't get it.
Because that's where the infection occurred.
Okay. And then...
Well, like why just on my penis? Where I got,
I know.
Where it occurs.
Please leave your penis out of
I've
this.
I've worn contacts since I was like 15 and I'm 33 now. By the way, I passed... shut up. Come on, I passed for 17. He let me through.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you don't look like you're 45.
You want to know how I did that?
How old are you?
Give us the voice.
33,
she's 33.
Honestly.
Oh.
Give us your 17-year-old voice.
Okay, watch. It's like I said, I go, hi, and you kind of up talk like that. And
uh-huh.
Yeah, you have to plug a nostril.
Hold on, baby. Keep going. You're 17?
Yeah.
When are you going to be 18?
I'm 18 now.
Oh, you mean you're just about to turn 18?
Yeah.
Wow. You,
dude,
been
you
all
know
the
you're
way?
Turned on.
Oh, come on, baby. Don't ruin it. I'm going to hang up on you
Adam,
if you don't do
I
that.
I love you guys so much.
Do
you're
that
fat.
Voice. Please,
I do, and that's why I called Drew, because I respect that he has a wealth of knowledge in any area, and your call screener guy said, oh, he doesn't know about that.
Yeah, well, look, he didn't want to talk to any oldies with a herpes in the eye, that's
I know,
all.
But it's
you're
like, how does it herpes. Get there? Is it from...
Hey, by the way, Kimberly, the recurrent herpes is a serious thing. You're going to need a corneal transplant and all kinds of things.
I didn't mean to say that.
Well, that about does it.
Yeah.
But you do need to get this taken care of, and there are medications to suppress the recurrent infection, so you need to take it. There we go.
All right.
Let's regroup. Let's get bring
there
it down.
There we go,
come
baby.
On.
That was worth it. It was worth it. Cherry?
You didn't finish, though.
Hello?
Oh, I wanted some more dirty talk.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Cherry, you're 20.
Yeah.
All right. Are you confused?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know.
What's
I work
up?
So much, and I finally found I found a guy, and it didn't go. I didn't even plan anything. We weren't even. I was just barely learning his looks and his smiles and his just. You know what I mean?
No,
no. Who are you talking to? Talking to us?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on there, baby doll? Hold off on your question for a second. Let's time out on the question. How are you doing? Are you working?
Always.
What kind of work do you do?
Call center work.
Call center?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means I work in a big, huge room. It's like a box, okay? And then they fit all these other cubicles, which are boxes, and then they sit these people in front of the boxes, which we use to talk to other people. They're doing other things in their lives.
So let me get this straight. You're in a huge box, and there are all these smaller boxes within the huge box, and you sit in front of a box that you speak into, sometimes referred to as a telephone. Fascinating.
And the huge box is on a block, which is sort of box-shaped.
Box-like.
And then the world is a box.
Well, one time they thought it sort of may have had a cube-like structure.
It is of sorts. A box doesn't necessarily have to have squared sides. Yeah, I imagine
correct,
you could have a hat box that was round.
Sure.
All right. Cherry.
I can't believe you guys put me on mute.
Cherry, what kind of selling do you do?
I don't sell anything. I'm customer service, so I get
customer
all the
service.
Along with activations, which
credit card.
No, I don't deal with money. I don't want to deal with that. I didn't want to sell anything because I don't like that. I don't want to push people. It's not okay.
What kind of company do you work for?
It's outsourced.
Well, that's
outsourced.
That explains a lot.
Oh, I see.
Corporate,
again, Cherry.
Yes.
You said activating. Activating credit cards?
And it's insane how to think all over. This is what I think about every day. I'm like, okay, my call center takes...
Let's let her go for a while. All right. It's all right. She'll be okay.
Yeah? Tell us more.
Did you have to... It's like, it's insane because...
Okay.
Shall we see?
Yeah.
Well, she's not good at this game.
No.
Cherry?
Okay, are you muting me? What's going on?
Wow. See, you're crazy, but you're not nuts.
Well, smart.
No.
Yeah, you're smart.
Okay, now
listen to me. You started off by saying you met a guy.
Yeah, but he's all like, we're all talking and we're getting to know each other. Everything's going fine. And then I don't hear from him for a while. And so then I take it easy and he's got drama in his life and all this going on. And
Is that the S word again?
Yes, I think it's a different caller, though. I think our last caller sounded... Remember the one with the baby voice?
Yeah.
That was the S one, too, S-bomb.
This is not... I know, but it's two S-bomb callers in a row,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Although she kind of nipped her S-bomb a
this
little
one?
Bit. She nipped it a little at the end.
You pull up short a little bit, but it was
I
still,
don't think intentionally.
No, it just sort of... She chops all her words.
Okay. Cherry sounds nutty. Not stupid nutty.
Smart and bipolar nutty.
Smart and bipolar nutty.
Yeah.
She's bipolar calling from Portland. So I don't know. Cherry, don't worry about this guy. He's out of there.
He's done. Yeah,
he's done.
Trying to figure out why is you might as well figure out why the weather is the way it is today.
Right.
There's no way you're going to figure it out. What you got to know is that he's gone. That's it.
Right. All right. And we got to move on with our lives here. Eddie?
Yes, sir.
You're 25.
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy boy?
I was just wondering, you know, I like to watch my wife have sex with other guys.
Me too.
Perfectly normal, perfectly natural.
And how does this work? Do they know you're watching?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the room.
Oh, you're in the room. All right. So I'd be freaked out if I was the other guy. Oh. I would think it would be a trap.
You're going to get a shiv.
Yeah.
A pickaxe in your back or something.
Maybe worse. Oh. Maybe worse than the
special shiv.
Shiv, the fleshy shiv in the backside. So where do you meet, where do you find these guys?
Pretty much over the internet.
Mm-hmm. The internet.
Are you taking notes?
Mm-hmm. And then you meet the guy, and then he comes over to your house?
Oh, no. No, we usually, like, meet for drinks or something, and if my wife likes them, you know, we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you done this?
3 times.
What determines whether she likes him?
If she likes him? She decides if she wants to sleep with him or not.
Oh, okay.
I see.
What decides if she likes him? She decides if she likes him.
That's what.
Okay.
All right, and what does she do? Does she like stomp on your foot once if she likes a guy, and stomp on your boot twice if it's time to leave?
No, she usually tell me. She's just like, if she likes somebody or if she wants to go, you know, go with it, she'll just kind of tug at her left ear, and if she don't, she'll usually just tug at her right.
Oh. No way! No way!
Really, like Carol Burnett. In a three-way.
Yeah,
now, does she,
I mean...
Hold on a second.
No way.
All right. Now, hold on. He's calling from Bakersfield.
Yeah, so anything's possible.
Anything's possible, number one. Number two, one would have to work out some sort of code.
Wait, they meet a guy on an internet who's interested in a threesome. They bring him over.
They have a drink.
They're going to violate his sensibilities if they decide not to go through with it?
Listen, the people are very sensitive in that community, Drew. And all you got is your ego and your junk when you take it out. And you're wearing your heart on your sleeve.
Your heart on?
You're wearing your heart on your sleeve. You're wearing your boner like a dorsal fin. And these guys don't take rejection very nicely. Some of them could get violent.
All right, so they need some sort of high sign. All right,
so they do the sign, and that sign. Here's what that sign means. And then they probably go into this. You know, one more drink. You know what? Actually, I'm not feeling that great. We should. We'll try to do it again. We'll give you a buzz. We got your number. It's like anything, I would imagine.
But why don't they just get right into that? Why do they need the high sign?
I don't know, Eddie. But
yes, sir.
Because she's got to let him know. Now, why? Now, you say right ear is a go and left ear is abort?
No, the right ear is abort. The left ear is go.
Okay. All right. So he's not lying. Mm-hmm. And when it's abort, what do you do?
We usually just, like you were saying, just usually tell him, you know what? I'll make my phone ring and just act like we got a phone call. We got to leave.
You make your cell phone ring.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
I'll go to the bathroom, and I'll just set the alarm, and my alarm sounds like it's ringing,
phone. I gotta love that. Like it's a big buyer, big Asian client calling from Manila. We gotta talk business. There's a container ship. This is huge. You live in a trailer. You're wearing flip flops.
And by the way, couldn't you just set the alarm no matter who it is?
You're right,
just let the alarm ring and ignore it if you're into the guy.
All right. Yeah. All right, so Eddie, so now how many guys has she done this with?
Three.
Okay. Three. And how many guys have you turned away, by the way?
Two.
Two.
Two guys, yeah.
Now, could you tell there was something wrong with those guys?
No, just they're either too obnoxious or they're not even saying a word, you know, when we're having a drink or something.
We usually
want somebody that's, you know, open-minded or, you know.
Right. And is your wife attractive?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very. All right.
It's got to be good for them. And what do you do for a living, Eddie?
I'm a truck driver.
All right. And I was going to say, you're worried your wife's cheating on you when you're on those long hauls, no. But you're worried she's getting laid without you watching.
Right.
All right. And then what do? You masturbate?
No, I usually just watch.
You just watch?
Yeah.
And that's a normal thing. That feels good, huh?
And then wait a minute. And then when they're done, what do? I mean, what's in it for you? You're not even masturbating.
Yeah, well, I mean, after everything, you know, we have sex, and I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Why?
Oh, you have sex with her afterward?
Yes.
What are you trying to figure out?
Well, wait a minute. Wait a second. Any rules, by the way?
No.
What are the rules?
My wife, no anal sex, and my wife won't give any oral sex to them.
No oral.
Too intimate.
No
Adam.
Anal.
Come on now.
And take it easy on the high fives.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can still love knocks. Hey, brother.
No jumping during the high five.
Yeah, you can do the standing and leaning high five, but you can't do the double jump high five where you hit
jump.
In the middle and just pow, like a guy's doing in the end zone.
There has to be a sort of a baton passing, so you get to kind of...
All right. Now, how do you know when it's time for you to step in? The guy finishes?
Yeah.
And now, is there any finishing rules? I would have a whole catalog of finishing rules. Stay away from the hair, stay away from the comforter. I'm going to provide you with a graduated cylinder. You're to fill that and then put a rubber band with some cellophane over it.
And how do you prevent pregnancy and AIDS and STDs with these people you meet off the internet?
Oh, they're clean.
Oh. No, there's always a condom.
Always a condom. All right. Now, Drew, you're standing up.
Yeah.
Be prepared to hit the floor. Do you have children?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
How many?
Two.
And don't you think that somehow, in some way, on some level, this is going to end up affecting them? I'm not talking about them seeing what's going on. Just the mommy and daddy that think this is a great plan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's what I don't know what to do because, I mean...
You can cut it out. You can just cut doing it. You can stop.
You need to stop.
It's fine. Just stop.
Right.
Let me explain something, Eddie.
Yep.
Not so fast, Eddie. It's a little homage. A sportscaster used to be out here. Here's the deal. When it comes to your sexual proclivities, people think that whatever God blessed you or cursed you with, that's the direction you have to go. It's like, look,
right.
I like killing showgirls and humping them in a shallow grave in a desert, and what are you going to do? That's my thing.
A little too cathartic.
Oh, a little too close.
You're revealing too much.
You know what I'm saying. The point is, and we live in a society that just basically says, like, well,
if you're into chicks, you're into dudes,
the same time, as if you have no control over it.
Right.
Look, we control everything. There's times when we feel like stealing or being unfair or robbing or killing or, you know, you're driving your car and you think, I want to just smash into this guy. No. You don't do it.
Let's even take a little more subtly and look at eating.
Right.
You could eat Oreos all day long.
Yes.
And the more Oreos you ate, the more likely you'd want Oreos. The more you'd be into it. This is what I like. Oreos. Or you can stand back and enjoy some of the more subtle experiences that you eat. You know, so that the other more nourishing and diverse experiences that ultimately, if you hold off on the Oreos, much more satisfying.
Yes.
Much more satisfying. But when you're in those Oreo binges,
nothing
like an Oreo.
Now, you talking about when he brings home a black dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes our metaphors get screwed up, and I don't know if you're actually talking about eating.
No, I was pretty clear, wasn't I?
I thought you were. Yeah. I thought Chris was confused, though. He thought you were talking about cookies. Okay. And then the double stuff takes on a whole new meaning, too, with the black guy. This is a totally different thing now, Drew. Okay.
He said no anal. He said no. That was one of the rules.
Feel free to not indulge your every
whatever.
Sexual
yes,
whim.
Or whatever. Yes.
You have two kids. You're trying to have a relationship. not healthy. Not
right. It destabilizes
yes,
relationships.
And not only, oh, well, the two uptight guys with the radio show. No, no. Not healthy any way you slice it
right.
on any from any culture or any expert. I don't care how liberal you are. Not healthy.
We're not judging you for doing
no,
it.
No,
we're
fine.
We're worrying about the stability of your family.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Focus on your kids. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Back to the phones. Kate coming in here on Sunday. Robert.
Yes.
You're 30.
Yes, sir.
Your dad owns a strip club.
Exactly. Well, father-in-law, actually.
Mm-hmm. Father-in-law? Your wife's dad?
My wife's dad, yes.
Wow. Hey, Tammy, stage 6, businessman's lunch. Asians eat free.
Asians eat free?
Yeah. Trying to get the Asian clientele in there.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Actually, Adam, real quick, you'd appreciate this. A couple months ago, I had dinner with Minka, one of your favorite gals, I believe.
Yeah, she's a delight. Number one Asian big boob queen.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one.
I like Anderson. Just play the one of her attempting to say number one Asian big boob queen. And
number one Asian big boob queen.
King.
Don't play tennis no more.
She's actually Korean, I think,
yes,
but here's the thing about porn. They don't got time for all the different Asian cultures.
No.
And plus, when Ron Jeremy pulls out his mushu pork and drops a load of duck sauce on there, it's lost. Do you understand if it's Korean?
There's who no is kimchi. Number one?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's got to stick. So she's Japanese.
Yeah. Plus, no, Chinese with the mushu pork.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
later
right.
on, it's the Fuji.
Later on, because, she's Mount Fuji's in the other one. And then I think she's like the dragon queen. And okay, let me explain something about stupid people. I'm one of them. We don't really know the difference between Japanese and Chinese.
But you've heard of Fuji, and you've heard of mushu pork.
Right, but that's just everything's just sort of Japanese. It's just Japanese.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Right.
Mixing in all the other stuff doesn't work.
Okay.
All right,
so Robert, I'm intrigued by Robert. You're married to a woman whose dad owns strip bars.
Yes.
What does your wife do?
My wife, actually, she's a stay-at-home mom now, but she did work in the entertainment industry, but now she's at home with our child.
And what do you do?
I'm a television editor.
How many strip clubs does a guy own?
Just one up in Humboldt County, up in Eureka.
It's beautiful out there. And why... did you have dinner with Minka?
He goes down to the conventions in Vegas, you know, like the...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which particular one this was, either AVN or...
Were you in Vegas with them?
Yeah, we drove out there.
We're
here in L.A., so we just drove out there and...
That's lovely.
Visited them and went to, a nice little Italian restaurant.
Had a nice nosh with... Minka.
Was there a little husband there, the little guy?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was there.
He had leukemia or something.
He had something. Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's in great shape, but he was, along for the ride. And my father-in-law's wife, I guess you would say, is actually, she's in the same magazine that Minka's in, from time to time.
Busty gal, huh?
That's Score, yeah.
Yeah.
Score magazine.
Big boobs.
And what's your question?
Anyways, she's she's 22 years old, and she's had 4 breast jobs.
Nice.
And she's actually up to a 34 triple F right now.
Your wife?
No.
Her Minka.
His father-in-law's wife.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, she's 22.
Yes.
All right.
And anyways, my big concern is every time she gets a boob job, she comes down here and she ends up draining on our couch essentially for a few days. And it's a little disheartening to see, her in the shape she's in. you know, sure, it's only a few days, but, you know.
What's your question?
Anyway, sorry. The point is it over
the... You're lucky I love big boobs. I would have hung up on you a long time ago.
What's the question?
Sorry. Over the long term, what is going to be the effect or the risk that this is going to have on...
Well, man
body?
Has been studying this since the dawn of civilization.
Yes, yes. Many, many of the Egyptian tombs were discovered
with
implants.
You look at the hieroglyphics. Yeah, you see so. The, no, who the hell knows? Nobody
well,
knows.
Well, Robert, look, she's going under the knife. That's already a risk. There are many different complications of the implants themselves in terms of scarring and movement, that sort of thing.
Look,
I've noticed people that seem to have lots and lots of these plastic procedures tend to be...
Nutty.
No, tend to be addicts too,
And
they sort of start connecting the dots to get more opiates.
Who the hell, by the way? Well, first off, I can't believe your wife lets this giant jugged 22-year-old camp on your sofa for 2 weeks. Yes.
Yeah, it's you know, I guess.
And why not just she? I mean, she comes out here. She comes out to Los Angeles to get the surgery, and then can't make it back to Humboldt.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta recoup for a couple of days.
Oh, man, so. And you must stick out like a sore thumb
so
in Humboldt.
Oh.
Anywhere
chicks,
we...
Chicks in Humboldt, forget about boob jobs. They don't even shave their pits over there. It's a bunch of angry lesbians with the pits that are dragging on the ground wearing
is.
The Birkenstocks. Big old busty broad with the fake eyelashes and the kissing potion comes rolling into town. Jugs rubbing on the steering wheel. Yeah.
Anyway,
all
so
right.
There are risks.
What do you got
to
do?
She's a child married to this older
focus
man.
On your kids. That's all good.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this. Well, that's the show, everybody. Cake in here Sunday night. I want to thank big office football pool winner. Junior. Lucky Junior, producer Lauren, for doing a great job all week long. I want to thank Minor Junior in studio. No. He's in his heart of gold, this kid over here. Junior College. Engineer Chris over here at K-Rock doing a wonderful job. I want to thank Engineer Anderson, the magic fingered one, the Liberace of the potentiometers there, Drew, doing a great job all week long. And I want to thank producer and so,
Brian.
Oh, and Brian phone screener and Ziggy the phone screener. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Anal fish.
Nice.
That's a great song.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.